What's up, you guys? Fightful Select Q&A podcast. Reminder, guys, I do these every 2 weeks. Once we hit a certain subscriber number, we're going to end up doing these weekly. But right now, we're at every other week. That's the time we commit to it. But you can ask as many questions as you want. I don't put a limit on you guys. Nothing is off limits to you guys. So when you see these Q&A things, go crazy. By the way, remember, when you post or whenever we do those tier two interview requests, send in some questions. There's no guarantee that I'll ask those questions, but if it's a good one, I usually at least take one or two per, and that's a nice perk of that tier two level. Maybe there's something under the radar that I wouldn't normally ask these wrestlers. Go ahead and do it. Send it to me. I'm not above asking for a little help from you guys. First question from Hannah. Where the hell's Bray Wyatt? He's healthy. He's fine. He has been fine for a while. They just literally don't have anything for him. That is what I keep being told. And I know JoJo is dealing with some personal stuff right now, so maybe there's something to that. But Bray is fine. He's good to go. He's healthy. He wrestles every so often when they need him. But man, I don't know. Ryan says, I joined last night. Here's my first question. Do you think WWE will actually put Andrade over Rey in this feud? I'm hoping for a U.S. title for Almas and then do a Mask versus title match at Mania to open the show 30 minutes. Andrade is amazing. I think that'd be great. I think it'd be perfect to run Andrade versus Rey, Mask versus title at WrestleMania. I think they should put Andrade over. There's more of a future in him than Rey, and there's no shame in Rey losing to him. Rey is a top dog who I'm surprised is not in that elimination chamber. I am very surprised. Jonathan says, how does it feel to be aggregated? I've been aggregated for quite a while. For those of you who don't know, aggregation for news is when, like, when we post an exclusive and then somebody else posts that on their site, but it isn't the original source. I mean, it's fine. I expect it now. I like it. It means that I'm doing my job very well, and I try real, real hard to do my job good. I told somebody on Twitter, there isn't an hour that goes by that I'm awake that I don't think about wrestling, so I try really hard. It's a sign that we're doing things right. Ryan also asked, can we get a Joe versus Orton match at Mania? Oh, I don't know if that's a good idea, Joe or Ryan. Orton, I think Orton's headlining ability or carrying a singles match ability at WrestleMania is pretty limited. I think he's U.S. title territory, unless they do like a multiple person WWE title match, then, and by multiple person I mean three or four, then that's possible. How's Mustafa's eye? There was fear that he had a broken orbital Tuesday night, but that's not confirmed. There was fear of. He's getting checked out. I'm filming this Wednesday just before Listen, Your Boy. Any ideas what the WWE title picture will be like at Mania? I don't have a damn clue. You can't run back AJ. You can't. Maybe Brian, AJ, Joe, that type of thing. That would be good, but woo, man. They need some main event help in that regard. Finn Balor would be a great addition to this roster, and I fully expect him to go over there after the shakeup. Finn Balor needs matchups with Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles. Those are two feuds that are ready made for him. Alex says, what is the potential impact and ceiling of a Jimmy Havoc? Seems like a niche guy, which is needed. Yeah, I think it is. I think it is a niche type of thing. I don't think that he's going to be a guy that is a main eventer. He is a guy that can appeal to that market, for one. He can appeal to that type of wrestling demographic, but he can wrestle. He can go, too. I don't think I see him as like a mid-upper card guy, maybe challenge for the title once or twice. I think the narrative around the talent leaving WWE is a little short-sighted. They just signed Matt Riddle and Kushida, among others. Do you think it's as big a deal as others are making it out to be? Yes, I do. I do think that WWE talent leaving, Hideo Itami, who will not hurt leaving WWE at all, but will help a lot of people. That's big. The Revival wanting out because they know creatively and possibly financially they could do better elsewhere. That's big. Maria and Mike Kanellis. I don't think that's big. That shouldn't be a surprise. They aren't doing anything. And even if you're getting a paycheck and have been and you're not doing anything, okay. Dean Ambrose, that surprised me. Randy Orton being willing to talk to AEW, that surprised me. The Usos not re-signing yet, that surprised me. AJ Styles leveraging his deal, that didn't. But you have to think, when people say it's short-sighted, when's the last time you've heard 10 people even in a discussion like this? A couple years ago, you had, at the same time, basically, Ryback, Cody Rhodes, Wade Barrett leave, Jack Swagger leave. You saw guys who had potential to be near the top of the card and were passed over, who transcended a lot of stuff in a real loaded era. You got to remember, when these guys were doing their things, that's when Del Rio, CM Punk, and The Shield were at full strength. That's when the Wyatt family was still hot. You had a lot of those. You still had Ray around then to wade through. And you had all four of these guys who showed glimpses of at least being able to be in a top program on their brand. Mind you, I think Dash and Cody Rhodes had some real ability to do that, but they left. That's the last time. And who made anything of themselves? Well, Ryback didn't. Wade Barrett's not in wrestling. Cody did, and Jack Swagger has outside of WWE, or outside of wrestling, and has in Lucha Underground. This is way bigger than that. I mean, the Revival, you want to talk about building a tag team division? I can't think of a team outside of the Usos or New Day in the world that might be more important to build around than them. And the Young Bucks, but I meant in WWE. But them getting Kushida, well, Kushida's done everything in New Japan. He'll do his WWE run. He'll get really high marks for his NXT and 205 Live matches. And then maybe they'll have him come in and put him in a stereotypical Asian stable. Speaking of Riddle, why is he a can't-miss kind of guy, and what could WWE do to make him a Bayley-esque miss? I don't think Bayley's a miss yet. And the reason I don't think Bayley is a miss yet is because of Asuka and because of Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch looked back a year ago, and everybody said, oh, Becky Lynch always got these reactions. No, Becky Lynch did not get these reactions. That very much came out of nowhere. Asuka getting the reactions that she was getting, I mean, it surprised Vince McMahon. He's there. He sees the shows. So just overnight, people can almost come together and be like, you know what? I like this girl. And the right crowd can change the perception of a lot of people who watch as well. Like when that happens, like Bayley just might get an insane reaction. They might sing the Bayley song and all of a sudden she's over. What could WWE to make him a Bayley-esque miss? Keep scripting him the way that they do and turning him into RVD Jr. They didn't want RVD to become what he was. They didn't believe in RVD. Meanwhile, if they pulled the trigger on him when he was hot in 2001, him and Austin would have been a lot of money. Matt Riddle, if he is immediately brought into WWE, pushed as a top guy, immediately. I don't mean a middle, I mean a tip-top guy. He can carry that. He has the credentials. Who is the one guy that AEW could realistically sign that would stop and make you go, whoa? CM Punk. I think they could realistically sign him. And why I think they could realistically sign him is because he has been open in saying, nobody's given me an offer. Nobody's given me a financial offer. I think they will give him a financial offer. I think if All Elite Wrestling hears that and doesn't give him and don't give him an offer, I think that's a miss on their part. I think they should. He is mainstream. He is big. And that is one that could really turn my head. Is there a reason why WWE rarely goes to the far better United Center instead of Allstate Arena in Chicago? I don't know, but I'll ask. That one from Arturo. Chris says, how likely are Sinclair to sell ROH? I feel like Sinclair only has it to fill paid programming slots on their channels. Is this accurate? Do you see ROH, MLW, and Impact being impacted by AEW? Yes, they all will be impacted by AEW. Ring of Honor makes Sinclair money. That's why they have Ring of Honor. It makes them money. And it's not just paid programming slots. They're syndicated. I mean, they have regular time slots for some of these places. There are a lot of markets where Ring of Honor does very, very good. how likely are they to sell? If they get the right offer, they'll sell. They're a business. Not sure if this covered already. Was R-Truth winning the U.S. title on SmackDown a botch? It seemed odd they continued wrestling after the ref signaled for the bell, even though the finish was planned to be messy. I know the refs are instructed to count three to keep things looking legit. From what I understand, the finish was supposed to happen just a few moments later, but it was supposed to happen. The match was supposed to be R-Truth winning the U.S. title. The show was largely built around it from the beginning. There were things that I was told ahead of that that seemed to indicate R-Truth was getting a pat on the back for his work. So, yeah, it was planned, but just maybe a little bit early. Chris says, sort of an odd speculative question, but what have you heard about the money for a potential AEW deal? We all know what WWE money is, but what do you think is realistic or possible for AEW? Without me looking, I mean, I've heard it's better than what TNA got on Spike, which is solid. That'd be solid, especially if they're working on a smart budget and they have real, honest-to-God pay-per-view. If they can sell pay-per-views at 40-something bucks each and people are buying those every few months, that can be some real good money for them. If they make every pay-per-view really feel like a big event, that can be big for them. I don't have an idea for the TV deal, for the money. I had some people say, well, they won't put them on TNT because they've got basketball on Tuesday and Thursday. Well, you know, Wednesdays exist. Just because they register or they filed for the trademark of Tuesday Night Dynamite doesn't mean they're married to that. Is there a better first episode of SmackDown on Fox than an extended Matt Riddle background video to kick off the show and a face-off with Brock Lesnar to close it? I certainly don't think so. I don't know if to kick it off, maybe. I think Ronda Rousey should probably kick it off if she's around. If they want to portray that there is a more sensible sports slant to the show, I think a face-off with Brock and Riddle would be really smart, and you build towards that, towards Survivor Series, and Matt should win. And I am not saying that because Matt is my friend or because I did a show with Matt. For the future of that company, Matt Riddle should beat Brock Lesnar, and it shouldn't be close. Simon says, going to the house show in Canton next Monday, will Becky Lynch, AJ Styles, and other who missed this weekend's live event shows be there? Man, that's impossible for me to say. Becky Lynch, I don't know why Becky Lynch wouldn't be there. Well, Becky Lynch is probably going to be on Raw, so I wouldn't expect Becky Lynch to be there. AJ Styles, I would be surprised if he wasn't there for an appearance, but that's purely speculatory. I don't have insight about who's going to be on live events or not. Jonathan says, what's up with these MLW contracts being more worthless than Aero Lucha stock? They went from bragging about locking up Lucha Brothers to the Bucks openly offering them work live. How is AEW being so brazen about this with the Lucha Underground mess still floating out there? Because they probably come to an agreement with some of these people that they... I mean, I think the Lucha Underground thing just prevents WWE. AEW's not WWE. As far as MLW, I don't know why they put out there, we have people locked up through this amount of time without doing it. We saw it with Shane Strickland. They said they signed Shane Strickland to a year deal or multi-year deal, and he's gone now. With MLW losing talent battles, Rush, Lucha Brothers, Sammy Guevara, and Impact views perpetually dipping, is this tier of promotion going to be extinct in a year? I think it could be. It really depends on how AEW comes out of the gate. Because the top tier is WWE. The next tier is New Japan, Ring of Honor, presumably AEW. And as you mentioned, that next tier is MLW, Impact Wrestling, and a couple of years ago, possibly, maybe there or a little bit below would have been Evolve, but Evolve is way out of there now. I think it will be extinct in a year, but that's... Yeah, MLW's got some really good ideas that I like, so... Is it just me, or have Ronda's promos gotten more wordy and less impactful? She's like a high schooler just starting to take literature, throwing words around just to have words. That is exactly how I feel. I don't know why she thinks that stuff sounds a lot better than it actually does. And I don't know if it's Heyman, I don't know if it's her, I don't know if it's a writer, I know for a while she read that Heyman helped her. I know for a while that Rousey had a lot of input, but I think that she thinks that it has like some sort of exclamation point or some own or like some mic dropping thing. It's not. It's bad. It's dumb. I'm going to eviscerate you like smallpox, lamenting about what in the hell is she talking about, man? I don't get it. I don't know it. It doesn't read well. It doesn't sound well. Antoine says, do you think WWE should embrace more factions like New Japan? They could have Balor Club, Undisputed Era, New Day, Sanity, and Wyatt Family, and WWE could always bring them back. These groups competing against each other and groups like Undisputed Era, Sanity, and Wyatt Family could add more wrestlers to their group and it wouldn't be forced. Also, would it create more compelling storylines too and maybe even introduce a trios title, even though WWE has way too many titles as it is. But I'm just saying, I think a trios tournament would be awesome. Now, I also think that the idea of putting those stables together is good. You mean to tell me when WWE didn't have this depth and they had Los Boricuas and DOA and DX and all these, like, Nation of Domination, they had tons of groups. You could get those people on TV without them actually doing anything. They're just standing in the background. So you're not wasting your talent. You're not wasting Sanity. Sanity and the Wyatt Family could have some batshit crazy matches. I'm with you. It should happen like that. Do it. You already limit the amount of matches you have yourself by doing babyface versus heel dynamics. So at least this could create some sense of competition in that you've got feuds going on and you've got some people that have some situations that cause conflict, and it's not necessarily babyface heel. People can decide who they like, then people can break off on their own. There are stories within that. People can jump from group to group. I 100% think they should do that. So many wrestlers don't seem cool because nobody wants to help them. How many times have you seen a babyface get their ass kicked? Well, nobody likes them. Nobody's going to help them. Okay, why the hell should I like them? Jonathan says, how can a guy like Casey from Squared Circle Sirens be so plugged into one bit of wrestling, as in the women's reporting aspect of it, and reporting NXT signings, while simultaneously hating male wrestlers? Is this a bit? He seems to like the idea of women wrestling more than actual wrestling as a whole. Dude implied that he wanted to see another Naomi Asuka title match, and I just can't. This is a gimmick, right? I don't know. I like Casey. There's a lot of stuff that he says that I don't agree with, but man, the guy is really good. I like him personally. He's a really nice dude. He's been through a lot. One of the strongest people I know personally, Casey, and I got a tremendous amount of respect for that guy. I would love to have him at Fightful. I mean, for his reporting is incredible. I don't know if it's a gimmick or not. I don't do gimmicks personally. I'll have fun on the shows and do entertaining stuff on the shows, but I don't like to run gimmicks. I don't know if his is or not, man. I don't want to assume somebody's personality isn't genuine or anything like that, because I don't know. I don't know. And like I said, I like him a lot. When WWE's women division did the Rumble expose a little bit of depth and the scope of talent? The tippy top of the main roster is absolutely awesome. Asuka, Charlotte, Ronda, Becky have earned main event status with in-ring character work. Bayley, Riott, and Sasha could get there with push and mic work. The rest, however, don't seem to have the combo, in-ring, and character to hang. And some are outright bad. Tamina sucks. The Iconics are a stale comedy act that can't wrestle. Well, Peyton is okay. Bliss is a character. Liv Morgan? Sarah Logan? Well, Liv and Sarah were brought up too fast. Road Dogg wanted Sarah Logan up. He got her up, then didn't get her on his brand. Liv Morgan wasn't ready. She's getting better, though. She does a lot of things that I like. Bliss is not just a character only. She can wrestle a little bit. She's got to have the right dance partner. Iconics, yeah, their ring work has regressed, but they are, not only are they a comedy act, they're one of the best comedy act. They're fucking hilarious, to be quite honest with you. Tamina, man, I don't know Tamina, personally, and I hate that I have to preface it with that, because people always take it, well, it's Tamina, it's really her. She's not good in the ring. She's not good on the mic. She's not good from a body language perspective. She can't or doesn't sell. She can't do moves well. She is not good. She is not good. I thought for sure they were winding down her a few years ago, but she's been featured more prominently than ever. I don't know. Did the Rumble expose it? Yeah, the Rumble sucked, I thought. I didn't like that Rumble for the first 55 minutes of it. I thought it was a sloppy mess. I'm not going to pat it on the back for the sake of it being a women's match. It sucked. It wasn't good. Meanwhile, Ronda Rousey and Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch and Asuka had amazing matches. Yeah. Meanwhile, NXT is loaded with talent that is better in the ring, more experienced, and better in the ring than I would say bottom two-thirds of the main roster. Yeah, man. Tamina, Nia can be on. Naomi, when she's off, isn't great. Dana Brooke, Sarah Logan, Liv Morgan, there are people that are better than them. Sarah Logan should be with the War Raiders. Eventually, I think that'll happen. It should. It's so stupid how much they avoid things that are natural. If you could reshuffle talent, how would you redistribute them? Who would go up and who would go down? Well, let's take a look. Sarah Logan, Liv Morgan, they would be down. Sarah Logan would be with the War Raiders. Liv Morgan, I would probably put in a tag team. Dana Brooke would be down, and Dana Brooke would be mentoring an NXT talent down there. I think that Dana Brooke with an Aaliyah or somebody like that could help her. If I could bring up a few people, Io and Kairi probably up to put in that tag team division. And then I would probably bring up, can't bring up Shayna without the rest of the horsewomen. So I would bring up Io and Kairi and maybe Candace. But Logan, Liv, Tamina would all be, Tamina wouldn't be around. But Logan, Liv, and Dana would probably go down. But Ruby Riott, you put her with another duo, and I think that would be really, really good because I like the gang aspect of that. But yeah, not a good fit overall. Not a good fit overall to have Logan and live with her. Graham says, will Rousey's rumored imminent departure force Vince to pull the trigger, bringing up Shayna to the main roster as a direct replacement, or is that a no-go because she can't match Rousey's marketability? I think it would be a solid replacement. I do. I do think he'll bring her. I think they all come up together. Graham says, do you ever speak to Vince Russo anymore? I love the Russo Reveals clips. His podcast with Matt Kuhn reminds me of how you would get him to talk about stuff he would be enthusiastic to talk about as opposed to nothing but Jim Cornette and the death of WCW. My approach to talking to Vince Russo on camera is, one, have him stuff that he doesn't usually talk about, and two, challenge him on things that I think need to be challenged where I don't think that he does on his standard podcasts. That was the approach when Raj Geary told me, hey, we're doing a show with Vince Russo. I was not comfortable with that. I was trying to establish myself as a journalist. I did not know Vince. And I said I wasn't going to compromise my integrity. I would stand up to him. And Raj said, you better, because that's why I have you here. So to Raj Geary's credit, there's that. I don't talk to Vince often. We get along very well. I like Vince personally. You guys, there's a lot of people who won't believe it. Vince is an incredibly nice guy personally. Have we had arguments? Yes, we have. Vince is a nice dude. I can't tell you the number of times Vince Russo has told me, anything you need, I got you. There have been times where, like, I haven't spoken to him since, I think, probably August personally. I've texted him a couple times, but he rejected doing a birthday video for me for Jimmy because Bix worked for us. But that's his personal conflict with Bix and all that. And I don't like what I see between Matt Kuhn and Jeff Lane. And to be honest with you, there are some of his more brazen followers that, quite frankly, guys, some of his angrier followers that will still hit me up and say, oh, you'd be nowhere without Russo. Well, my God, my Twitter followers have increased by 6 times since we stopped working with him. Like, that is objectively not the case. I still deal with those people, and I don't miss dealing with that, but man, do I miss doing shows with Vince Russo. I love doing shows with Vince Russo because we had very, very good chemistry. I could get him to talk about stuff that he didn't talk about. So you all know, these Russo Reveals clips, we were going to do a podcast with Vince every couple of months on Select. Was going to use it as a loss leader to draw people. And I can't remember what issue came up, but there was something that was said that we were like, let's put it on the back burner. Let's not release it. I think he was feuding with Ryan Satin, and Fightful was actually, we had inquired about some numbers for Pro Wrestling Sheet when they were talking about selling, and we were considering buying it. And we thought, man, that'd be bad if we ran this right as we're trying to or thinking about buying Pro Wrestling Sheet. So what I instead decided to do was chop those up into clips and put them on the $10 tier as a bonus for you guys. It's not something that I ever advertised before, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to put these up every month. We can get a year and a half out of them because I talked to him about several topics, and maybe we'll do it again. I would love to do it again because I like working with Vince. But there's a lot of things I fundamentally disagree with him on. Who's producing these AEW videos? I don't know. I'll ask. Do you think AEW can or will carry the promo style or feel that that shows like Road to Double or Nothing and All In, the All In series were called? The tone has been refreshingly authentic. Yes, I think they will. I think it's the new method. I think that Breaking Ground and Dave Lagana of NWA have really changed the game. I can't give Dave Lagana enough credit for what he's done. Jonathan says, BTE delves into comedy. I don't think that's going to be the flavor of their TV, maybe only in smaller doses. It's nice to know you have that in your back pocket, though, isn't it? Because to have comedy that works, man, that would be nice. That's good. Who do you foresee being the breakout star in this year in WWE and could win their first world or universal title? Braun could win his first one. Drew could. What do you think of this Anthony Davis trade situation? Lakers are throwing everything but LeBron at the Pelicans to make the trade happen. You got to keep at least one of your young guys, whether it's Hart, Kuzma, Ingram, not Lonzo, he fucking sucks. No more than two picks. No more than two picks. No more than two picks. You can get him for nothing after next year. But the idea is that you win this year. We have seen some uniquely talented female athletes enter the wrestling world. Bianca Belair, Casey Catanzaro come to mind. Then I see Sadie Gibbs ripping off space flying tiger drops and flipping everywhere with smooth precision. And I got to ask, has any female talent shown this level of explosiveness? Nope, not off the bat. Not off the bat. I saw that stupid Will Ospreay tweet and I was like, you know what? I'm going to follow Sadie Gibbs. I'll be interviewing her sometime. That girl is going to be special. SRS, will Bret Hart be the first three-time Hall of Famer? No, I don't think they'll induct the Hart Foundation three times, or two times. Which three players do you like for my Knicks? KD, Kyrie, and AD? Or KD, Kyrie, and Zion? Or KD, Kyrie, and Kawhi? KD, well, I would like AD, Zion, and Kyrie. You got a point guard, you got a center, and you got a guy that can play the three or the four. If the Lakers don't actually get AD for LeBron to help out, who are they actually going to get for him? Whew. Maybe Kawhi. Maybe a good point guard. Kemba Walker. It's maybe the biggest free agent season in NBA history yet. And the biggest is Klay Thompson in my eyes. Am I wrong for thinking everything that is going on in Golden State right now? KD probably leaving. Tension with Draymond Green. Could Klay be the one that says, I don't know how to pronounce that, but bye. Yes, he could be. If I were him, okay, how many rings do you need? SRS, are we getting a ladder match at Mania this year? I think we should get all the halftime Heat guys in the NXT match at Mania weekend. Are we going to see Bray Wyatt before Mania, SRS? Maybe at Mania. What's going on with Undertaker and WWE, SRS? He is just taking outside bookings. I've heard the rumor is that he's pegged for the Hall of Fame. SRS, if you're Chris Jericho, what do you think about some of the madness you've helped create in a way? Do you mean on Twitter? I would lay off of that on Twitter. Man, he's our Alex Palowski on Twitter. Sometimes says things before they need to be said. Overreacts a bit. SRS, what's the WWE title match at Mania and will DB be a part of it? He should be. I think it should be, man, maybe Daniel Bryan versus The Miz, but roles reversed. But I would probably go Bryan, Joe, Styles, but man, that's such a retread. What's going on with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado? Where do you think they'll end up? Probably New York, LA, or Boston. Speaking of LaVar Ball, do you think the Lakers regret drafting Lonzo? Yes, I think they do. LaVar is a misery to deal with. De'Aaron Fox would have been a lot better. Guys, thank you. Well, actually, we have one more. What do you think of professional wrestling's free agency so far? And do you think AEW will get their TV deal before or after Double or Nothing? I think they'll announce it before. And I love it. It's good for us. It's good for us to talk about. That's what I like. That's my thing, man. Us talking, us having a conversation, me and all of you guys. That's what we're here for. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Q&A show. Remember, every other week, as many questions as you want. Till next time, we're out.